Welcome to You Lead to Success with Dr. Keith Rohl. You Lead to Success will inspire you to be the leader you're called to be. As a life coach and mentor, Dr. K will empower you towards kingdompreneurship as seen at excelnetwork.net. Get ready for success. Here's Dr. K.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to You Lead to Success. I am your host, Dr. Keith Rohl, a.k.a. Dr. K, and I thank you for listening to today's program. We have another exciting program for you today. I have a special guest that I will introduce momentarily. What you will get out of this program today will be tools, strategies, stratagems, I like to call them, which are nothing more than gems that will help you be a success personally, professionally, in your business, in your organization, as well as for your family. We will also love to hear from you, and you will hear our contact details at the end. I want to reach out to our sponsor, and our guest today is the sponsor of this, both segments A and B. And it's LeoServe, and their motto or their branding is Advancing Info Technology. They're located in the Woodlands here in Houston, Texas area. Their telephone number, if you would like to give them a call, is 281-698-7483. We have I.O. Jeremiah. He's an entrepreneur. He is the company director of LeoServe Incorporated. He's an author in the making. He is also a success and empowerment coach. He is husband and he has a daughter, I believe, that's about 6 months old now, And therefore, the baby name is Zoe, and he is a fine young man, under 40, but he will soon be rising to the top to be a household name in global markets. Io, welcome to You Lead to Success. Tell us about yourself and your family of origin.
Well, it's not too much. It's one of those things where when people say, talk about yourself, I'm like, where do I start? So my family of origin is from Lagos, Nigeria. I was born there in the early 80s. From Lagos, Nigeria, we lived in London, England, London for a few years, and then migrated to the United States at the age of 10. So very rooted in my Nigerian background. But at the same time, you know, I've been in Houston, Texas for the past 30 some years, so I'm used to it by now. So I'm a Texan at heart.
Okay, what were some of the cultural challenges that you faced when you came to America, and how did you overcome them to be the success that you are today?
You know what, it's so amazing that I still get asked that question a lot. One of the key challenges that I had early on was I had a very thick accent. So it wasn't so much as people couldn't understand what I was saying. It was just, I said certain words differently. So coming in as a young kid, you know, at the age of 10, I was bullied a lot. And who likes that, right? And eventually, as I started getting older, I started to realize, you know, I speak slowly, smile when you speak, and, just hope for the best. And I tried to do that. And even till today, I still have a slight accent. You can hear it, listen closely. But I noticed that, you know what, besides having an accent, I love talking. And I figured, why not talk to people, educate them how to be successful in life, successful in business, and, you know, maximize their potential. And you know, I just kept talking, and now I get paid to talk.
Okay, well, that's outstanding. You know, when you're offered lemon, you turn it into lemonade, and right, well as right. A lemon meringue pie and a lemon cake. What inspires you to do what you do? And then after you answer this, we're going to go right into your LeoServe and what you do there and talk about your team and how you can help people and businesses.
So what inspires me to help people is something that I hold dear to heart. I grew up in a very strong Christian Pentecostal house, and really all we were exposed to was go to church, pray, read your Bible, and run away from the girls. Don't touch the girls. That's what I was exposed to at a young age. I don't recall the situation where I had an older figure or, you know, individual sit me down and say, you know what, son, what do you want to be 10 years from now, 20 years from now? Do you have a 5-year plan? Do you have a 10-year plan? Do you have a 20-year plan? You know, do you know about credit? How do you have good credit? How do you start a business? How do you, you know, maximize your potential? How do you, you know, how do you retire? You know, we were never exposed to that. So that was my key motivation that, you know what, since I wasn't exposed to that, I don't want to continue that cycle. Let me instead be the catalyst, be the change, and expose this coming generation, the current generation, and the coming, you know, upcoming generation to, again, have all the opportunities that I missed out on.
Okay, you talked about planning, you talked about having a mentor, not having a mentor to sit you down. And Thomas Edison said that good fortune is what happens when opportunity meets with planning. So an opportunity presents itself, you were prepared, and now you're a success in Leo Serve. So how important is planning? And tell us a little bit about Leo Serve and what you do.
Well, I say this a lot. My wife is tired of hearing me say it, and whoever follows me, failure to plan is planning to fail. If you don't plan, you will fail. That's just how life works. That's how the creator works. That's the order of life. If you don't plan, you will fail. So with that being said, I took that saying to heart, and I decided, you know what, how I created a plan to where, how can I be a one-stop shop for businesses for all their marketing needs? Because I love selling, I love marketing, you know, I love making things look good. So I sat down, came out with a 5-year plan, and I started a company called Fortune Spark, which is now Leo Serve. And really the idea is to help companies grow. We started off doing websites, business cards, flyers, and now we're a full-fledged marketing company. And we are utilizing the power of digital marketing to, again, be a catalyst into, you know, having customers get their return on investment, the ROI on their marketing needs. Now, it's not just as much as selling, but really offering solutions. I mean, we offer solutions to problems. So whatever problems your business faces with of marketing, we're here to help mitigate all those problems and set you up for success. That's what Leo Serve is all about.
All right, so you're a web and digital marketing firm or company, and you just don't build websites. You build business, all right?
Yep.
So who are some of your, I know you have Fortune 100, Fortune 500 clients. What has been the greatest need that they may have had, and what solution or solutions have you offered to these companies in making them a success?
It's very amazing you asked that question, because I was very shocked seeing the rate we were growing to where we're featured on ABC, NBC, Fox, CBS. We're featured over, and we're constantly getting featured. So if you Google us, you will see all the news press releases we do. And we're now those same stations want to partner with us. But it's amazing. I sit back today and I'm like, what was it? What was that one instance that really propelled us from one level to the other? And I figured it out. It's not how much you know, it's how much you care. Let me say that again. It's not how much you know, it's how much you care. So whenever I sit down with a lot of customers, clients, whether it's a college student that sells clothes online, or it's a Fortune 100 company, that which we do have, like you've already said, you have to sell the same level of care to that young college student as a client, and those high-level executives as a client as well.
Okay.
That's a trick. Your level of care should not change based on what the client is. If you care about people's business, they will trust you and want to work with you.
All right, very briefly, talk about your core team.
My core team, I've been blessed with amazing individuals. We have Jennifer Taylor. She graduated from University of Houston. She has a master's through Arizona State University. I actually met her at a baby shower for a friend, and she just, you know what, I want to be part of this. So she's been with me the longest. She is pretty much my clone at this point. And we're blessed to also have a lot of college interns. We have We have a 24-hour support team overseas. Since we have clients in over 17 countries, we do have a support team. We have a 24-hour support team in India. We have folks here in the Woodlands. So my team is spread all over the globe at this time, and we're constantly growing.
Okay. So Jennifer, are there others?
Oh, yes. Christy is our social media expert. Daniel Lee, he handles all our software, graphics, promotional videos. Mohammed Osak is our lead developer. He pretty much figures, he writes all the nasty code that we have problems. His work looks strange, but he does a good job. We also have Joe. Joe's new to the team. He does a lot of our billboards, radio shows, podcasts for our clients. And we also have two new individuals we're bringing into the team that will strictly work on mobile apps. So mobile apps on Android, Apple Store, things like that.
All right.
So we're still growing.
All right. You are in a teamwork mix to dream work. So don't you touch that dial. We'll be back for the second segment. And we'll continue our interview with Ayo Jeremiah, an up-and-coming millennial who is a model of success. And we will be talking about the five pillars of success in the next segment. I would like to conclude this first segment with a quote from Dr. Beatrice Berry, who is a world-renowned lecturer, best-selling author of 11 books, and she has been on numerous nationally syndicated television shows. And she says this: it takes time to build a business, so make sure you are willing to do the little events to grow to the big events. All streams and rivers starts with the drip. This is Dr. K, your host, and I'll be back momentarily. Well, welcome back. This is your host, Dr. Keith Roll, a.k.a. Dr. K. And we are back on this second segment with Ayo Jeremiah, who is the managing director of LeoServe Incorporated, based here in the Woodlands in the Houston, Texas area. And he is our sponsor for this segment and their branding. Is some clients, they're all over the globe. He served clients all over the globe, and he's demonstrated the ability to bring out quality in branding, marketing, communications, public relations, and other disciplines. Ayo Jeremiah is from Nigeria, but he lives here in the United States, a U.S. citizen. He is a millennial that up and coming, and on the rise to the top to become a great success. Last segment, we heard about LeoServe, the digital marketing and digital web design business. And they just don't build websites, but they build business. He talked about his core team, how it takes a team of diversity to make the dream work. Ayo, welcome back to this second segment.
Thanks for having me, Dr. K.
Okay, well, this segment, we want to talk about five pillars of success. And we want to also talk about what you offer to make an individual, professional, or any business or corporation a success. Many people may have big dreams and goals to do some things, and they don't know how to get started. So I wrote down what I call five pillars of success. I do training and development, and I find that these five pillars are very crucial and critical. Number one, you have to have a system. You must have a structure. You must have strategies, which is nothing more than the goals and the planning that you alluded to in the first segment. There's that style. Leaders, every leader has a style. And this is your branding, and you can elaborate on branding as you just strategically talk about all of these five pillars. And then lastly, solution/sustainability. So talk about five pillars of success and how LeoServe can help that business who may just be getting started, that business that may going through a downsize and struggling, and they looking to bounce back and then as well to propel them to success. Why is systems so important?
Well, a system is a core. You know, the stronger the foundation, the stronger the atmosphere you create, the project you create, the business you create, the family, the finance, whatever. Every single element that is geared for success needs a strong core, and that's your system. So if you have a great system in place, that's usually the first step in identifying how to move to the top. In this way, I believe the strongest part of having a strong system is to have a very strong team.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that. I think that's one of the next points.
Okay, structure.
Structure. So having a strong business structure, financial structure, educational, mental health. One of the things that I'm struggling with is I'm always working. Now my health is not as good as it should be. So I've decided, you know what, let me take a few times out of the day, structure my day, plan my day, plan my finances, plan my health, plan a date with the wife, plan some time with the kids, plan some time to volunteer. Structure is key to having, you know, persistency and consistency, which also leads to success. So structure, plan everything out. Failure to plan is planning to fail. Have a strong structure. Make sure you are dedicated. Self-discipline is key. Nobody will wake you up and make you do it if you don't do it yourself.
Pareto says with the 80-20 rule, if you accomplish 20% of the 80% that you set out to do, you'll be a success. How important are strategies in your business?
Well, you know, strategies just come from, again, what we just talked about with having a system, having a structure. Strategy is how to implement those items that we mentioned earlier. Now, having a very clear strategy also helps if you have a clear team. Meaning, one of the things that has helped us out here as LegalCert is I used to do everything myself. Now that I have a team, we're able to grow more because I delegate the work. And one of the things I'm working to help people with, and it's going to be on my podcast on my website coming soon, is how to build a successful team. If you don't have physical people, we live in a 21st century where you can have a virtual team. There's so many websites out there that I can gladly share with anyone where you can actually have people do the work for you. So you are not a do-it-yourself machine and get worn down and burnt out. So having a clear strategy will definitely help propel you to success.
All right, Zig Ziglar said, what you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals. So the strategies or the stratagems of your goals and objective, and you did a great job elaborating on why strategy is important. Now let's look at style. This is your forte, branding. How important is branding in a business or branding in or whatever you're doing in life?
It's absolutely 100% important. A millionaire friend of mine spoke to me 10 years ago or so, and he changed my life. He said, if you met a president or queen of a country or whoever, or an executive, 9 out of 10 times, if you meet those people at a Walmart, at the mall, you know, at a grocery store, how will they present themselves? What will they be wearing? How would they speak? Will they have business cards ready? Will they have, and I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I'm sure if I met a millionaire, I wouldn't be wearing flip-flops and a beat-up torn shirt. So I took it upon myself to change the way I dressed, the way I spoke, the way I shook hands, the way my business cards looked, and later on he said, you know what you've done? You've created a brand.
Wow.
Now when people see you, they'll associate your name with excellence. And in business, in whatever you do, you need to, when people think of excellence, they need to think of you. And that's what your brand is. What story do you tell folks? What story do you tell people? And that's what we sell. Sorry, we don't sell. I have to stop saying that. That's what we offer, the solutions we offer. And it's amazing because if you look at companies like, you know, Apple, they're known for excellence. When you think of an iPad, an iPhone, you think of excellence. And I've sold that story over the past few years that they're now sitting at the top in their industry. And that's the power of branding. You need to make sure you propel excellence in everything you do. Whether it's a business card, it's a website, it's the way you dress, it's the way you speak, it's your PowerPoint presentation, it's your Instagram page, it's your Facebook post. Whatever you do should be in excellence, and it should be in synergy and unity.
We're running out of time, and so let's hit the last one. Very important. You talked a little bit about solutions. That was a great segue, and sustainability. How important is sustainability in these five pillars of success?
It's very important because, you know, a very good, I guess, mentor of mine that I wish to meet someday, Elon Musk, he has created so many products that we all enjoy today. And I see that the reasons why he created those products was to, I guess, it was a solution to a problem. So the most successful people in this world are not there for money, but rather to fix problems. So if your product or your business or your idea or your dream or your purpose or your vision is not fixing a problem, your product success will be farther from you than you thought. Sustainability comes in place where not only do you have the solution, you also have to be persistent and consistent to follow the dream. You won't make it, you probably won't be an overnight billionaire, but take time and cultivate yourself, grow, and you will get there.
All right. Well, we would like to hear, there's some listening audience, personnel, or business out there. They would like to procure your services. Give us how they can contact you and what you offer.
Yeah, so my personal website is iojeremiah.com, A-Y-O-J-E-R-E-M-I-A-H, iojeremiah.com. And my business website is leosurf.com. www.leoserv.com. And as the face of our business, I'm also a success coach, motivational speaker, just of that nature. So I can definitely be reached via the website. All emails and phone numbers are on there. And our company website, we're definitely here to help with all business marketing needs. Being able to take advantage of this 21st century and the power of digital marketing, it's amazing the opportunity so many businesses are missing out because they don't know how to market well. Just having a Facebook page and a website is not enough these days. You need to do a lot more. And those are the services we offer.
All right. Well, you can contact LeoServe and this dynamic team of professionals at 1-877-778-2970, 1-877-778-2970, or the regular landline number 281-698-7483, 281-698-7483. Well, it has been a pleasure having you on our call today. And we thank you for this outstanding presentation.
Thank you, Dr. Kane. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, we've heard from LeoServe Company, the managing director, Mr. Io Jeremiah. And we will conclude with the value of productivity. And that's what solutions and sustainability is all about. And Walt Disney said this, the person that had that dream, even though he died before he saw the manifestation of Disneyland and Disney World, he said the way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. So we want you to quit talking and begin doing, and LeoServe is here to help you with all your marketing, your web and digital needs, as well as any marketing you have for your business. Well, this is Dr. K, your host, and I would like to conclude with our motto that you cannot achieve success without the you. The you in success is very critical and very important to your fulfilling and seeing your dream manifested. So until next week, the same time, same station, we'll be back with another exciting guest. So you have a phenomenal day, and I say to you, see you at the top.
Thanks for listening to You Lead to Success with Dr. Keith Roll, the managing principal of the Excellence Network, LLC. Dr. K has built a dynamic reputation for excellence in ministry, military, missions, and the marketplace globally with over 35 years of leadership experience. Dr. K is a certified transformational life leadership coach, co-author of the book GPS, Goals and Proven Strategies for Success, an adjunct faculty, and retired Air Force chaplain and officer. His educational and professional credentials include a business management, Master of Divinity, and Leadership Organizational System doctorate degrees. Dr. Roll would like to lead you to success. To contact Dr. K, call 210-598-0884 or log on to excelnetwork.net for more information.